Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Broadcast Hungary Reports. I'm Orsha Flum. Thanks for joining us. Arrival of illegal immigrants has virtually ceased since Hungary closed the frontier at the Hungarian-Croatian green border. Yesterday, 870 illegal border crossers were caught by the police throughout the country. This number on Friday was 7 times more. It was only 11 people out of 870 who arrived after the close of the border, but it didn't come from Croatia either.
Muddy strollers are thrown astrew next to the containers, discarded water bottles and tin cans by the tracks, with trash everywhere. This is all that's left as a reminder of migrants at the Zakhine train station. Police officers and soldiers constantly patrol the border at the security closure, preventing anyone from damaging it. Citizens of Zakhine say that they're very happy that more migrants aren't coming to the village. Heaps of trash lay everywhere at the small border crossing in Hegyeshalom as well. The last train bringing migrants arrived here on Saturday. On Saturday alone, almost 4,000 migrants left Hungary through here, and cleaning has been constant since then. The bicycle path leading to the border has been cleared already. In the past month, scenes like this were common on the Croatian-Hungarian border. Since the Hungarian-Serbian border was closed on September 15th, average 6,000-7,000 migrants arrived to Hungary from Croatia each day. At the end of September, there was a day where their numbers passed 10,000. On Friday, the last day before the Hungarian-Croatian green border was sealed, 6,353 illegal border crossers were caught all around the country by police, and on Saturday, altogether 870. That's about a tenth of what it was in previous days. Chief advisor to the Prime Minister, György Bakondi, said that of those 870 people, 859 were those who arrived to Zakhine through the green border Friday night and were let through to Hungary for humanitarian reasons. Other than them, officials caught altogether 11 illegal border crossers on Saturday. Officials took action against 8 people on the Serbian border. On the newer border, since 24 hours have now passed since we sealed the Croatian border, there were no illegal crossings, said the chief advisor. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade said that Hungary, thanks to the help of the V4 cooperation, has protected Europe. Péter Szijjártó talked about the weekend's events over the phone with the Slovakian, Czech, Polish and Austrian Foreign Affairs ministers and with the Bavarian assigned minister. Government spokesperson Zoltán Kovács confirmed in Nagykanizsa Sunday morning that border control has only been reinstated temporarily on the Slovenian border. Altogether, more than 390,000 illegal migrants arrived to Hungary so far this year. More than 500 people are currently in refugee camps.
Primo Primissima Award winner Olga Vihesna, editor and anchor of the public media, received the Laszlo Kovancsi Media Award this year. She has reported from more than 25 countries so far, showed the front line several times, or reported from the sides of the clashes. She is globetrotting in her new show as well.
She
reported on the Israeli-Lebanese war, filmed the Gaza Strip during the clashes, drove the war front of the Libyan civil war to viewers at home, and also went to Afghanistan when the Hungarian soldiers were on their mission in the region. The Prima Primissima award winner, Olga Vihesna, traveled to war zones for years as a foreign desk editor of Hungarian public media and a reporter of the show called Panorama. She is currently an editor and presenter of the show called Baba with Hesna. The media award, named after Laszlo Kovácsi, was awarded to her this year. Laszlo Kovácsi trained dozens of TV professionals for decades at Hungarian Public TV. MTVA's presenter said that she always found it important to not only show events happening in the war fronts in her reports. For me, it was always a priority to show how these people live through these often historic days and how I can get that across. It's usually difficult to find the moments you can use to convey feelings to the viewer, all the while staying out of it as a reporter and being a kind of filter, she said. The award was created 15 years ago to recognize young talents each year. There are huge extremes regarding the winner's age, style, or genre. We've awarded men and women, sports reporters, and even small groups or individuals working with very different topics. All people who did something that year that caught our attention, that made us say, wow, we like this, said the president of the Journalists Association. In the past 15 years, the award was given to Gábor Gundel Takács, István B. Hajdú, and the team of On the Spot, for example.
The American Candlelight Concert Society opened its new season with the performance of the internationally renowned Kelemen Quartet. The American and Hungarian audience got acquainted with the hand-embroidered folk motifs before the concert, which had been preceded by a fashion show with wine tasting.
Hand-embroidered motifs from Kolocsa all can be seen at an American fashion show. A Hungarian night party was organized in Columbia, Maryland. Hungarian and American audience could get acquainted with Hungarian musical talents and motifs in the opening session of the local Candlelight Concert Society. This night is very important because we are introducing our collection to the American audience here. It's very significant that the Hungarians living here are showing their culture to the Americans who love and adore it, said a fashion designer.
I love the embroidery. They're really unique Hungarian embroidery and, you know, quite versatile styles. Just enough style for winter, just perfect one for evening.
Representing the young generation of Hungarian musicians, the Kelemen Quartet gave a concert to entertain the lovers of classical music.
We typically present the winner of the Borciani competition. And, of course, the Kelemen won the Borciani, so we engaged them to play for our series. And since they were coming from Hungary, we thought it would be a wonderful idea to enlarge this into a fashion show and food and make it a real Hungarian night.
After their gig in Colombia, the Kelemen Quartet will continue their American tour. They will be on stage, for example, in Chicago and New York as well.
The Hungarian national football team will face Norway in a two-legged playoff to qualify for the 2016 European Championship. The team of Bernd Stork played the first leg away on the 12th of November, then they played the return match home 3 days later to qualify for the next year's continental tournament.
Norvège. La Norvège.
Hungarian professionals unanimously agreed that it would be best to avoid Norway. But the European champion Dominik Rusutu's hand and luck made it so the northern opponent will be the Hungarian national team's last obstacle to overcome for participation in the 2016 European Championship. The opponent, however, isn't so sorrowful.
Because if you see the seeding, the ranking, Hungary is in front of Norway. We were the lowest ranked team. So I think it's not right to see that Norway is a favorite. I think Hungary should be the favorite if you look on the ranking. So exciting games coming up.
Last time the Scandinavians visited Budapest was 3 years ago, winning 2-0 at a friendly match. They only reached the European Championship once in 2000 and reached third place at this year's qualifiers behind Italy and Croatia. Several players from the Norwegian national team play in Europe's top teams. Havard Nordveit plays in Mönchengladbach, the team also playing in the Champions League, and the midfielder Per Skjelbred also plays in Germany, coincidentally under the direction of Pae Dardai. The Scandinavians also have a player competing for Greece's Olympiakos in the UCL. The Hungarian captain called the Norwegian team excellent. Bernd Stork would want to play a close match on foreign turf to then be able to win a rematch before home fans. Peter Kovac thinks that the team may have a chance for that. Not counting the one small pause, he's been an attacker of the Norwegian elite since 2002. Mr. Kovac told M1 that he thinks Hungary can be satisfied with a draw. Besides the Hungarian-Norwegian duel, three other playoffs will be organized. Ukraine will face Slovenia, Sweden-Denmark, and Ireland will play against Bosnia and Herzegovina in November.
Thanks all for now. That's all for now. Thanks for watching M1's English language news broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow night at around the same time. Take care. Good night.